Well, today we have the passage from St. Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 12, and it's really the calling of the 12 apostles. Our Lord had dozens and hundreds of disciples, but then he had to choose 12 to be apostles. And St. Luke tells us, and St. Luke's gospel is called the gospel of prayer, because we see Jesus always praying before any important event in his life. And now he prays before he chooses the 12 apostles. And St. Luke describes it as Jesus going up to the mountain to pray. The Lord loved to pray in the mountains, which of course has always been a very important place for the monks and the nuns to have convents or monasteries up in the mountains because of the beauty of God's creation, the fresh air, just to get away from the noise of the busy cities. So the mountains is a great place to pray, one of the Lord's favorite places. But the Lord also loved to pray by the lake shore, by the sea. And so today it says he spends the whole night in prayer. The entire night the Lord spent in prayer to his Heavenly Father. Now, of course, Jesus is God. He's the eternal Son of God. So as God, he does not have to pray. But he's also man. And he prays to his Heavenly Father. And he then, after he spends the whole night in prayer, he comes down from the mountain and he calls all his disciples to himself. Again, the word disciple means a student, somebody who is sitting at the Master's feet, someone who wants to learn. So perhaps at this time he had hundreds of men to choose from. But it says he chooses 12. And he did this most likely to show the parallel between the Old Testament, the 12 tribes of Israel. Now he would be choosing the 12 pillars, the 12 foundation posts, the 12 pillars of his church, which is the new Israel. So out of all the hundreds, he chooses 12. It says he calls them apostles. The word apostle means to be sent. So a disciple is someone who learns. An apostle is someone who is sent forth to spread the gospel and to evangelize. And this is very important when we look at these 12 men that the Lord chooses. He chooses a very, as they say, a very motley crew. He doesn't choose anyone that is really any of the major scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees or any of the members of the Sanhedrin. He doesn't choose anyone who's necessarily well-educated, except perhaps Matthew, because he was Levi, the tax collector. So he would be perhaps the most educated of the group. But everyone else, are you just ordinary fishermen and ordinary laborers, it seems? And it says he chooses first, of course, Peter. And Peter was named Simon. Jesus changed his name to Kepha, the rock. And upon this rock, he would build his church. Peter's always listed first, mentioned 190 times in the New Testament, more than all the other apostles combined, because he would be the first pope, the leader of the church, and his brother Andrew. And the two of them were fishermen. And Jesus said, give up catching fish, start catching souls for the kingdom of God. And then he chooses another set of brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were also fishermen, partners with Peter and Andrew. And then Philip from Bethsaida, Bartholomew, also known as Nathanael, Matthew, who was the tax collector, hated by the Jewish people, yet the Lord chose him, Thomas, who is known for his pessimism and doubting, then James, the son of Alphaeus, to distinguish him from the other James, the brother of John, and then Simon, who was the zealot, perhaps part of the zealot party. And then Judas, the son of James, that's St. Jude. He has the same name as the traitor. That's why he's always considered the patron saint of the forgotten or patron saint of difficult or hopeless cases. So you have Judas, the son of James. And then Judas Iscariot, who would betray him. So those are the 12. And they sort of, the Lord had spent the whole night in prayer, praying over who he would select. And these men, even though they were very weak, and they were very filled with human foibles and lack of strength oftentimes, because as you know, they would all run away at the crucifixion. Peter would deny him 3 times. Judas would betray him. The Lord chose them anyway. And 11 out of 12 became great saints. 11 out of 12 became the first bishops of the church, the first saints and martyrs of the faith. Everyone would give their lives for Christ, even John, who would die of natural causes of advanced age. But everyone became a martyr except for Judas. So when we look at the 12, it's very encouraging. The church has always seen this list as a very encouraging list, because he chose such human and even weak individuals, but the Lord chose them to do great things for the kingdom of God. They say that if a movie was made about the apostles, the best title will be Clueless, right? Because that's what they usually were for about 3 years. They were really clueless. The Lord had to keep teaching them again and again and again. But the Lord was very patient with them. And then, of course, after the Pentecost, they received such graces that they all became great apostles and evangelizers, and even willing to lay down their lives for Christ.